The Sunshine Coast. Located 100 kilometres north of Brisbane in southeast Queensland, Australia. Spanning over 60 kilometres of stunning beach coastline and scenic picturesque hinterland. From Pelican Waters to Tawantin, making it the ideal location for your wedding. In this series, we'll talk to the local experts, the venues, brides, and all the people who can make your wedding the best day ever. And here's your host, DJ, MC, and radio personality, Lee Bevington.
Oh, I'm very excited. This is the very first episode of Sunshine Coast Weddings, the podcast. And I have been looking around to find my very first guest. Who could it be? Who's been on the Sunshine Coast? Probably the longest and in the industry the longest as well. Well, I found a bloke. His name is Bill Scurry. He's been a celebrant. Civil celebrant since the late 70s, moved up to the Sunshine Coast also in the late 70s, and he joins me on the phone right now. Bill, good morning to you.
Good morning, Lee.
How are you today? You well?
Oh, I've never been better.
You are living up on the fine Blackall Ranges there in the Sunshine Coast hinterland. A little bit crisp this morning. Winter has certainly struck.
It's really crisp, and winter has certainly struck, yes.
So let's talk about the very beginnings of your career as a wedding celebrant. Tell us how that came about.
Well, actually, it came about by, would you say, misadventure or something like that. All my life I've worked with people as a justice of the peace and as a crisis counsellor and other things. And it was through that meeting lots of people that didn't have a lot of money and or they was in situations which didn't allow them to have a wedding as such. And I used to, as a sort of an outreach ministry type thing, I used to help them out with weddings, different things. And from word of mouth, that spread out. And I seemed to find myself getting busier and busier, and that's how it's been. And it's just grown and grown over the years to where it's kept me full time.
Yeah, it sounds like it's come from a perspective of, you know, you want to marry people and kind of have the attention and perform all that sort of stuff. It comes back to a love of people and empathy for people.
It certainly does, because that's been my whole life and my wife's whole life is, like I said, based around people, helping people where we can. We're not millionaires, so we couldn't help them financially, but we sure do have a wonderful life and we have a wonderful family with us, and well, we thought we could help people out in that area, and so that's where it is. So we've been helping them, you know, in areas of where they need help, support, and also with if they can't afford weddings sort of thing. That's where it started out. We'd supply them with a wedding without any cost to them, just so that they can feel happily married and move ahead from there.
Wow, what a wonderful gesture. So that's translated into a pretty good business for you. Bill Scurry has a website called ostweddings.com.au or something like that. Is that right?
Yes, that's correct. Ostweddings.com.
So that must mean you get to travel far and wide with your celebrancy?
I do, yeah. I've done weddings from Melbourne up to Cairns and in between.
And how do you enjoy that travelling, instead of kind of limiting what most people would to a certain area, expanding your horizons?
Well, I don't mind travel. You know, now I wouldn't be happy doing that sort of travel all week, every week. But from now and again, I do it. And I do it mostly for families whose weddings I've done down here. And they've got families either in Sydney, Melbourne, or Cairns, Townsville, some of the places like that. Gingin, and they sort of would like me to continue on in the family with weddings, and so that's how I get to go to do those ones.
So let's talk about the creative process of actually writing a ceremony. How do you involve the couples when it comes to personalization and customization of their ceremonies?
Okay, well, we have a meeting and we spend as much time as they want at that meeting, so it's not restricted. We sit down, we talk about them, talk about, you know, why would they pick them? Out of all the millions of people in Australia, why have they chosen the person they've chose? We go all through that. different aspects of that. I take them through scenarios of suggested scenarios only, so they give them something, a tool to work with, and that, and then we go through some actual scripts that they can look at, but I tell them not to use that. That's just as a guide to give them a place to start. And then we talk about pre and post vows, where things should or shouldn't go, or where they'd look awkward. And then I give them some templates and that to work with as well, and get them to make it their love statement rather than just cold mechanical words or something that's been written before. And we work from there. And we send them backwards and forwards as a draft on the email as many times as they like until we've got exactly what they want and not what anyone else. And with respect, I say to them, look, this isn't about your parents or your friends or anyone else. Make this about you. It's about you as a couple, and everybody should be happy to do that. They shouldn't. You shouldn't have to, you know, have people do readings, or you shouldn't have to have people pray for you or not pray for you or this, that and the other. It's all about you and how your love statement is between each other. And everybody else should be happy that you invited them to come.
Yeah, some great insight there as to how the ceremony comes about. And, of course, you're probably one of the most creative celebrants I've met in terms of allowing that. But not only that, but you can be quite a comedian in front of these people and react in a certain way that gets a good laugh from the audience or the crowd.
Well, again, as I explained to them, Lee, I'm not a stand-up comedian as such. However, I do enjoy life and as it is, and I think, you know, a little bit of humour from here and there is helpful, and it breaks down the nerves for them, and also it helps their families and friends who come to the wedding relax a bit and have a little bit of humour, you know.
Absolutely. It's a good icebreaker. Humour, of course. People are nervous. They don't know what to expect. When you can lighten the mood and, you know, make a bit of a joke of this and that, well, everyone's feeling good. Everyone's comfortable with each other. And it's, it's a nice way to start the wedding celebration. So let's talk about... Carry on.
I think there's an old saying that says laughter's good medicine. And I think it's true.
Yeah, definitely. Definitely. How you feel after laughing, and especially in times like now where a lot of people are locked down and not able to do what they need to do and loss of income and all that stuff. If you can laugh at it, you're going to feel a lot better in the long term, that's for sure. Now, Bill, you've got a bit of a reputation for looking like a garden gnome. Where has this come from? Is it to do with the goatee or height, perhaps? I don't know.
I think it's to do with a combination of the goatee and the height, etc.
Yep.
And also I carry a little gnome around with me.
Oh, do you?
Yeah. When I say little, he's not that little, but anyway, he sits in the car and comes around with me. It's a good icebreaker if kids are around or something like that, you know. But I went to this photographer, one of our local photographers, and I was driving down there, and he started it because I drove in, and just for fun, I had my gnome's head out the back window. And I pulled up, hit the hooter. He came outside, and I put my head out the front window. So he said, "Oh, two gnomes."
Yeah, that's funny. Hey, does your gnome have a name?
Yeah, Dopey.
Dopey.
Yeah.
Just like from the Seven Dwarves.
That's right. Yeah.
All right, Bill, it's been an absolute pleasure to meet you today and talk all about your amazing career as a wedding celebrant. How do we get in touch? I did mention the website earlier, but you can reiterate for those who want to find out more about you.
Yeah, surely. So they just look up osweddings.com on the on Google. It'll take you straight to my website. Otherwise, they can click me an email on info@osweddings.com. And I'd be happy to talk with them.
Wonderful. Thanks again for joining us today, Bill. It's always a pleasure.
Thank you, Lee. You have a wonderful day.
I will do. And, of course, if you want to join the Sunshine Coast Weddings Facebook group, send your request in and we'll make sure we approve it. Otherwise, you can send me an email if you like, leebevington@me.com.
The Sunshine Coast Weddings Podcast was hosted by Lee Bevington and produced by Matt Fulton Productions. Belinda Cotton speaking.